Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Thursday, the 29th of August, Kevin Kelly. Thursday, the 29th, see? Flipping don't know what day of the week it is. Good one, son. That made me chuckle yesterday. You're quite correct. I am usually floundering at the end, but as I said to you, I'm usually busy, son. All days are the same for me, unlike you boys who've got golf one day, fishing the next, doing nothing. I'm going to disappoint you all because I think there's a few of you expecting a full meltdown pod, and trust me, it will be coming, but it's not today because I've got too much on and my dog is not great and that takes my priority. But yeah, it was an interesting day. Yes, I had a great day. I had a great day punting. I mean, obviously I won $4,500 on horse, which is doesn't happen every day. And it's interesting. I then posted that on Twitter, which that for me is what Twitter is for. It was a reactionary sort of post. Of course, I'm elated. I've had a £25 bet on 180-1 shot. And that then bubbled into an email from an email exchange that's been going on for about 4 or 5 days, which I am now tired of. And bottom line is I am well aware, and I've said, I mean, somebody's emailed me this morning saying, I thought you don't mind what people think of you. I have absolutely no issue what anybody thinks of me, genuinely. I do have an issue with people personally abusing me, copying others in on emails when they're personally abusing me, that emails that my wife may see or my family may see, and doing things that they wouldn't do in the street when they absolutely don't know me whatsoever. That I've got a real problem with, and I will be dealing with that next week in a podcast, and I'm going to bring these people's names up and I'm going to show them up, because if you want to go down that road, then we will do it. The bottom line of what I do, people just don't get. I'm not a tipster. I've never ever been a tipster. I look at giving people tools, which I invest a lot of time and money in, that I use myself, for them to benefit, and I do a fantastic amount for other people. I've got people listening to this podcast who've played deposits on their kids' houses with money I've won them. I've got people listening to this podcast who I've won collectively over £1 million for. I give a lot of money to charity. I give a lot of my time to other people, and I bat away day in, day out. And when people personally abuse you, who've never ever met you, it drives me bananas. And it got to me yesterday, particularly because they'd copied a couple of other people in that I happen to know. Sort of in a almost like Twitter circular reference, Chrissy spreadsheets, which was completely uncalled for. And yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? You know, when you look at things like Twitter, it's all anonymous. You know, you take people I follow on Twitter, StatsBet, don't know him from Adam, the guy's completely anonymous, it's an anonymous name, don't have any opinion on him whatsoever. He's obviously half decent at punting. If people say to me, what do you think? Well, I couldn't possibly abuse him because I don't know the guy. Dionysios or whatever the bloody name is, sorted out Dio, exactly the same, I don't know them. Why would I abuse people that I don't know? And I find that the fact that other people think they can do it, and this all stemmed from a forum post which somebody else made me aware of a couple of weeks ago, and it's all got out of hand, and I've been more than civil with it, and then they start abusing you. But I don't know people, I don't know what they do. I've met over 1,000 people through FTS, I guess, in the last 13 years, through race days, seminars, going out for drinks, meeting people in pubs for a chat, whatever it may be, maybe 800 to 1,000 people. I've never really had an issue with anyone. I'm quite aware that people might think I am Marmite, and I'll have views on things. You know, Dio put it yesterday, or I slag Love Island people off. No, I don't. I generalise that if you watch Love Island, I think you got something wrong with you. That's a general opinion. I think Love Island, from the 2 30-second clips I've seen, is a completely brainless programme. But if somebody, and I actually have a good friend of mine, who I was best man at her wedding, she watches Love Island and the Kardashians, and we debate that point numerous times when we're out, because I say, are you still watching that old shit? And she says, yeah, but she's a CSI, and she goes out to work and she sees nothing but shit. She sees people dead, people's house burgled, people's house burnt down, car accidents. She was involved in that murder in Chatham or Gillingham, where that young girl got stabbed. She was one of the first to the scene. So she deals with all that day in, day out, and she says, I'd just like to get home and have a bit of escapism and watch that. I fully get that. I don't agree with it. I say to her, well, you can have escapism, watch a good movie, watch, read a good book, put some music on. But that's what she likes to do. I don't disparage her for it. I would say it's the programmes I don't agree with. I don't know when we became a society of putting these imbeciles and people who we think we're better than on TV. Making examples of them. That's how I see it. I find it all a bit sort of gladiatorial, people sitting there laughing at them. And I think people should do more with their time. But my view with TV in general is one of the biggest things I get with people when I say do some work with my stuff. I haven't got the time. Then they're talking about EastEnders, or they're talking about Love Island, or they're talking about Match of the Day. It doesn't really matter what the programme is. I don't sit and watch TV because I'd rather be grinding and doing a bit of work rather than filling my head with a load of old garbage that I think it is. But that's an opinion. I don't personally abuse anybody for it. I wasn't going to talk about this today, you see, but now it got me off and running. It's just interesting, you know, and I look at the stuff. That horse yesterday, I backed that horse yesterday, 180. I think it went off at 260 on Betfair, but I backed it at 180 because I was at the track and I went through my sheets that I use and I looked at, one of the things I like to look at is 11 a.m. favourites. I looked at how 11 a.m. favourites get on in that type of race. I looked at how the second favourites get on in that time of race. There was only five runners, one being pulled out. I determined that the second favourite wasn't value. Favourite obviously has a chance, and I dismissed the other two. All that then led to was, I've dismissed all them. The outsider was probably dismissed, but I was at the track, it was 33-1 the outsider, and I could get 180 on Betfair. So I threw 25 quid at it. I threw 25 quid at it thinking, I think the favourite's probably going to win this, but if it doesn't, I think any of the other four have got a chance. I didn't make it what's 180? 0.5% chance, 0.55% chance. I thought it had more than a 0.55% chance of winning the race if the favourite didn't. And favourites didn't have a classic, haven't got a great record at Lingfield in Claimers. So that's really, it was using my own sheets and going through a process that I did that. And I thought, I'll have 25 quid. Of course I'm not expecting it to win, but I just thought the favourite will probably win. But I'll have 25 quid because if the favourite don't win, I think any one of these other four could win. And sure enough, it gets up and you win $4,500. Now, that doesn't happen every day, but there was a logic to it. And the point I make to people, I've been exchanging emails with a guy, question after question. I don't mind them asking questions, but clearly all they want to do is open the sheets, click a macro and put bets on, and can I win this, can I win that? We put the macros on there, and I have helped with the racing ones, purely as examples of what the sort of areas to look at, what you can look at in the racing, what you can look at. I want people to use the tools. That is how you become competent at what you're doing. I want people to become competent at betting. That is what I want people. That's where I'm, when I stand up, I say, I am no better than any other person listening to this podcast. You know, obviously you listen to me and I can get in my rants and swear this, that and the other, because I don't hide who I am. I never have hidden who I am. I go out and meet people. I've got no problem with it. But ultimately, all I want you to do is be better at what you do punting wise. And I see all sorts on Twitter. I see all sorts. I get emailed people. The selections are very rarely a thing. Laziness is the thing. Lack of discipline is the thing. Lack of sticking at anything is the thing. There's so much more to it. And for people to fucking personally abuse me over it, I'm not having it. I'm just not having it. And I will have my day probably next week when I'm a bit quieter, or when the international break comes, and it'll go. And then I will, you know what I'm like. I'm like a motorbike, and I start up and then I rev up. And on the flip side, I've met some great people through FTS. Fantastic, fantastic people. People I've got a lot of time for and I really like. You know, it swings and roundabouts. I realise when you open up a website, well, I didn't realise, I do now, but at the time, that you're opening the door to many people, and you can't control who comes through it. But the laziness side, understanding what I do, you know, it's different. And this all, it all sort of stemmed from people not understanding, and then all they've got in their armoury is to abuse you. And I just don't get, you know, anything in the world where people are just abusing people they've never met. We'll all have opinions on things. We'll have opinions on Brexit. They'll all vastly differ. But the world is sliding downhill very fast with how people handle that. I mean, I had a look this morning. I follow Kevin Bridges. I really like Kevin Bridges. I think Billy Connolly's the funniest stand-up man I've ever seen. And I absolutely think Kevin Bridges is right up there. I think he's a really funny guy. I really like his comedy. And he's got married, and he's posted something because, I don't know, a magazine or a newspaper found out he was getting married. So he's posted a picture of him and his wife. And you've got people taking the mickey, or you're punching Kev, or she's punching. And you've got people commenting on the surname of the photographer. And I just read it and think, what is the matter with you? What intelligence is there in that sort of comment? So if you have a look at Kevin Bridges and read, just find the post of him and read the comments. I just think, what is the matter with people, honestly? And that's the bad side of social media. It is I keep saying it, it's a cesspit, and when you're in gambling, it's a real cesspit. But yeah, it's all down to personal abuse. I've got no problem. You know, you'll have people on, you know, StatsBet's quite sarcastic, in my opinion, of what I know of him, because I only know him on what's on Twitter, and he'll pop up, and people could take that the wrong way. Dio, as I say, I use these two because they respond to me a bit more than most, and they poke. You've got straight talking people on there. I've got, you know, people like Andy Marnell, Sal, really good people. Really, you know, if they post something, if they say to me I'm an idiot, I'd listen. If you know, Andy Marnell or Sal Simone said, Ian, you are a bit of a prick, I would listen. But other than that, don't really give a toss. But I'm not having personal abuse. I'm certainly not. I had death threats about 3 or 4 years ago, maybe a bit longer. And I just ain't having it. I ain't, simple as that. I ain't having it. And I find people who post on forums have got something wrong with them anyway, but we'll deal with that, as I say, next week. Right, there's no football today. I hope you did well with the Lille game last night. I know some of you did. You know, even with stuff like that, I say it all the time, if you're going to do it, you've got to sort of do them all. But that one went exactly to plan last night. I know they don't all. Today is very quiet. There's no football whatsoever. And racing-wise, I haven't got much there either. It is, unfortunately, one of those days, but I have got one which I'm just trying to find. See, this is why I talk. I had Chrissy spreadsheets this morning giving me flipping lectures on how to use a microphone. I said, Chrissy, I'm not just standing there like you, son, making nice little videos. I'm looking at markets. I've got stuff to concentrate on. 3:40 at Carlisle, Daniel Tudhope's mount, Mischief Star. Currently about 5.8 to 6, a 25% trade on Mischief Star. The FTS pontoon, it was won by High Art. I did mention this the other day. Well done, High Art. Well done, son. I've started round two. I have not got time to do all the entries again. I haven't had time to set up a new way of doing it. We're going to look at Google form submissions, but what I'm going to do is everybody who was in round one, it's finished far earlier than I thought. I thought we'd get to sort of mid-September, but obviously City getting 10 or 11 goals early hasn't helped. So I'm going to leave everybody who entered in round one. You are now entered into the second one with the same teams. If you cocked up your entry or didn't enter and wish to enter, you can enter between now and Monday 1 p.m. The rules are on the spreadsheet. The link is on Twitter. And you literally have to pick four teams, one from each of the top European divisions that are on the tables on the sheet. You can only have one team from each group and only have one team from each country. So if you pick Bayern Munich in the first group, then you can't pick another German team. If you pick Man City in the first group, you can't pick another English team. You can't pick Man City and Bayern Munich because you can't have two teams from the first group. I thought it was straightforward the first time, but it was carnage. But I've left it up there, so we've already got whatever it is, 200 entries. But if anybody missed out or made a mistake and wants to have a go, then the link is Twitter, and you can You can sign up between now and 1 o'clock and I will do the results and fill it in as normal. If you don't want to enter on Twitter and you want to enter via the website, I've put the link underneath this podcast post on the website and you can enter there. But if you cock up the entry, I won't be reminding you. I just won't be entering it. That is it. I think that's it. See, I've been very cool and calm. My mind at the minute is on my dog. That's why, Steve, and I keep getting horse names wrong. I'm well aware that she's not going to live forever, but we can drag it out. I don't mean drag it out as in drag it in out, she should be put down, but as in, I know she's coming to the end of her days, but try and get as much of time with her as I possibly can. That is my priority at the minute. Have a lovely Thursday, Kevin. It's Thursday, see, didn't need to look. Enjoy yourselves. Spurs have drawn Colchester. I will cover the North London Derby tomorrow after I've done all the ultimate sheets. I looked earlier in the week without doing any numbers, and I genuinely haven't done any numbers. My opinion when I saw the market was Arsenal were massive. They've shortened slightly since then, not much. But I think Arsenal at 2.44 currently. Oh, hang on, I'm on the wrong market. That might help. Why? I'm not even over there. Not even on the right. Yeah, Arsenal 2.42 in my mind at the minute is massive. I'll leave you with this statistic. Tottenham haven't won an away game in the league since January. I don't quite know what makes people think that Tottenham could go to Arsenal at the minute and win. But I know there's some diehard Spurs fans who may disagree with me, and we seem to be pinning our hopes on not improving, but you've got to get yourself up for the North London Derby. I don't know whether that's ever been a strategy, but be interesting to see what the numbers come out tomorrow when I do everything. But at the minute, I think if I was having a punt, Arsenal at 2.4 looks a tad big. Enjoy yourselves. Have a lovely Thursday.